this week, Parshas Emor is an overlap of Parshas HaShavua with Inyan HaDiyoma, because Sfiras HaOmer appears in Parshas Emor. There's been a lot of interest of late in thinking about the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, which I believe intertwines with the treatment of the Sefer HaChinuch of some one of the mitzvahs of Omer. So what I'd like to do this afternoon is a triple intersection, Challah, Emor, Sfiras HaOmer. Let's begin with Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei. Mitzvah 385, the first mitzvah in Parsha Shlach, the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. And the Sefer HaChinuch, as he always does, begins by defining the mitzvah, the basic definition of what the mitzvah is and where it appears in Chumash, and then he moves to talk about the Sharashi HaMitzvah. What are the roots? What's the meaning of the mitzvah? What's the power of the mitzvah? How does the mitzvah impact me? What ideas does the mitzvah move forward? Let's take a look. Shin Pei Hei. The mitzvah of Challah, the Sefer HaChinuch begins, Lahafrish Challah Mikol Arisa. We have a mitzvah to set aside a little bit of dough from every time I need dough. Litenos alakoin. Min haTorah, I set aside a small amount, and that becomes a gift to the Kohen. Shenemar, a pasuk in Parshas Shlach, Reshis Arisosechem, Challah Terim Truma. We have a mitzvah to set aside, to raise up, literally Teruma, to raise up Reshis Arisosechem, the first of our dough. And he goes on to explain that although he said all dough, we really mean of a certain size, a certain minimum size. Dorshu zechorom levracha reish ariso sechem. The Chazal are sensitive to the fact that the Torah says it's your dough. Who's you? To whom was this pasuk originally addressed? The Jews in the Midbar. Isas hamidbar hayisa omer. The amount of food that they received, the dough, so to speak, was the man that fell every morning, and the amount per person was the omer. He works out the numbers, how much it is, so many beitzim, and that becomes the practical shear. It's a 43 plus beitzim, the volume of slightly more than 43 eggs. If you like, gematria, 43 also happens to be the gematria, the word challah. And that practically becomes, what we usually think about as between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. And that's why, practically speaking, if you make dough with at least 3 pounds of flour, you would be mafresh challah. If you make dough with at least 5 pounds of flour, you're vadai chayv the mitzvah, and you mafresh with a bracha. Between 3 and 5 pounds, we're not sure whether you're chayv or not, so you're mafresh challah, but you don't make a bracha. And again, ideally, you set aside that bit of dough, that fraction of the dough, and then you give it to the Kohen. This is one of the Matnas Kohuna. Just as in the Beis HaMikdash, there were parts of Karbanos that were given to Kohanim, just as even Bizman HaZeh, Pidyon HaBen, is a gift to the Kohen, Challah is supposed to also be a gift to the Kohen. The reason why we still give Pidyon HaBen but not Challah is because Challah has Kedusha, and as a result, if it becomes tamei, it may not be eaten by anyone, not by the coin, not by anyone else. So that's whereas Pinyan HaBen, the cash of Pinyan HaBen is no Kedusha. So that's why we can still give Pinyan HaBen Bizman HaZeh, but Challah, because of its Kedusha, and we are all tamei, in the absence of a Parah Aduma, we're all tamei. So as a result, we still do Hafrashas Challah, but we don't typically give it to the coin. So that's the basic definition of the what. What is the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah? I'm making dough. I'm making the amount of, at least the amount of dough that corresponds to what a Jew would have received for daily food in the Midbar. So I have a mitzvah to take off, as we said, a rachis, to raise up a rachis, tarim and turma, to raise up a rachis, a first portion of that dough, set aside, and ideally also given to the Kohen. What's this all about, though? That's the what. That's what I'm supposed to do. But why? Right? So far, we've been describing the chovas ho'ivar. What's the physical behaviors? What are my limbs supposed to do? I'm supposed to set aside a certain amount of dough. But what's the chovas halavavas? What's supposed to be going on inside my heart and mind? Where's this mitzvah supposed to take me? Misharashi ha-mitzvah. We're going to look at what the Sefer HaChinuch identifies as the sharashim, the inner roots, the heart and mind of the mitzvah of challah. And then, as I mentioned before, we'll move back to mitzvah 302, mitzvah Shin Beis, which is in this week's parasha, the mitzvah of Karban Ha'omer, and we'll see how that adds to our appreciation of challah, the intersection of challah and omer. So let's take a look. We are, if you just joined, we're here in mitzvah Shin Pei Hei, 385, paragraph 2. Begins Misharashi HaMitzvah. What are some of the roots, some of the inner ideas and ideals of Hafrashas Challah? So the Sefer Chinuch writes, he has more than one suggestion. And let's focus on the first. The second suggestion is about the fact that it's a gift to the Kohen. And that's a part of the mitzvah that we sadly do not have the opportunity to do. We look forward to Bias HaMashiach. Para Aduma will be able to be Tahar and once again give Challah to the Kohen. So that second reason is not as relevant to us because it's about the giving to the Kohen. Let's focus for now on the first idea that the Chinuch puts forward. Misharashi HaMitzvah. What are some of the roots of the mitzvah? Sefer HaChinuch writes, Lefi Shechiyuso Shal Adam B'Mezonos. Because people need food to live. We need nutrition in order to live. We are physical creatures. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create us. We have physical bodies, spiritual neshamas, and physical bodies. We need to eat. V'rov ha'olam yichyu b'lechem. Most bread is a staple for so many people in terms of nutrition. So ratzah ha'makom lezako seinu b'mitzvah temidus b'lechmenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto wanted to give us the opportunity to have a constant mitzvah, a mitzvah that comes up all the time. Bread is such a basic part of so many people's diets. Kadosh Baruch Hu did us the favor of giving us a mitzvah that's involved in the making of bread. Kadesh Tanuach, not only is it a common opportunity for a mitzvah, but Kadesh Tanuach bracha bo al yedei ha-mitzvah. If we have a mitzvah that we can accomplish in the course of making our food that can bring bracha into our food. Al yedei ha-mitzvah. Because what do we mean we can bring bracha into our food? Al yedei ha-mitzvah, through a mitzvah. Meaning, if I'm just hungry because I'm a human being who's hungry, so I'll make some food and eat it. Nothing wrong with that. Also nothing right with that. Nothing wrong because I'm eating simply because I'm hungry, but such a missed opportunity because I could convert what's just a mundane, neutral activity of eating because I'm hungry into a spiritual activity, into a mitzvah. How can I bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this picture? So number one, every physical activity, I can always, the Rambam teaches us, I can always think about, instead of just doing it because I want to, I can add an element of larger intent. I can, if I focus for a moment the fact that I'm eating now so that I'll have strength to do mitzvahs later. I'm going to go to sleep now. That's because I'm tired, I'm going to go to sleep. That's neutral. Not bad, but not good. Good would be, I'm going to think for a moment. I'm going to go to sleep now so that tomorrow I'll be more awake and alert and fresh. That will enable me to do mitzvahs tomorrow. It will enable me to not get as frustrated with people. It will enable me to get more sleep now so I won't snap at people tomorrow. I'll get more sleep now so I can be focused in tefillah tomorrow. If I have that sort of kavana, and I've just taken a neutral parav activity of eating, of sleeping, and converted it into a mitzvah. So that opportunity is always there. The Rambam refers to that as b'chol drachecha da'ehu. Pasuk in Mishlei, to know Hashem in all of your ways. Even when you're doing what seem like neutral activities, you can know Hashem. You can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your mind and into your intent and convert a neutral activity into a mitzvah. So that's always something, always an opportunity to keep in mind. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, here it's not just the general issue of intentionality, of B'chol Drachecha Da'ehu, there's a specific mitzvah in the making of bread. hafrashas challah. And that brings, if I involve mitzvahs in my making of bread, I'm making it a spiritual ruchni HaKadosh Baruch Hu centered activity that brings bracha in. I'm inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my food. And I got a schus, I got a mitzvah. Nim says, and he says such a beautiful picture. Ha'isa mazon laguf u'mazon la'nefesh. If I can find an opportunity for my food to be involved in mitzvahs, then it's food for both body and soul. Food for both the guf and the neshama. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his chesed to us, gave us a mitzvah farshas challah, which is an opportunity to involve the making of food with mitzvahs. To bring mitzvahs into the making of food, to give us more opportunities to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, let's turn our attention to understand some more of, well, what is this mitzvah? Right? The Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a chance to do a mitzvah in the making of food. Well, what is that mitzvah? HaFrashas Chal, but what's it about? What's the content? So for that, let's turn, for more insight, to back to Mitzvah Shin Beis 302. Once again, feel free to follow along just listening or to follow along inside the text. Mitzvah Shin Beis, Sefer HaChinuch, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Semor. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Mitzvah 302, Shenakriv b'yom sheni shel Pesach, yeser al ha-musaf shel shar yemei ha-Pesach. Every day of Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh is always a korban musaf. Klal Yisrael brings additional korbanos, and that's what we discuss and commemorate when we daven the Shmona Esrei of musaf. That's true on Shabbos and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed. But the second day of Pesach, which Min HaTorah is the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, besides for the general korban musaf like any other day of Pesach, there's an added unique korban. The first day of Sfiras Omer. Keves ben Shinaso la'ola, va'omer echad shel sa'orim. You have one omer, that's a measure. That's the same amount as challah. That's asira sa'efa. That's the amount of man. It's the same shear, the 3 to 5 pounds. You have one omer of barley together with a sheep. And that's called the omer hatunuf, the omer which is waved. The Torah tells us, it quotes the psukim. Kisavol arts commentary to Israel. Ahave sem is Omer Reshus Katsir Hemel HaKohen. You're going to bring that first Omer, the first of the cutting. The halacha is in Eretz Israel, one's not supposed to harvest the new grain which grows in the springtime until after the carbon HaOmer has been harvested. This harvesting in the first night of Chol Moed Pesach is supposed to be the first harvesting of grain in Eretz Israel. The first harvesting gets brought to the Beis HaMikdash, this barley, brought to the Beis HaMikdash, brought as the Korban HaOmer. We talk about Sfiras HaOmer, that means counting from this day. The second day of Pesach, when you bring the Korban HaOmer, and that's when you begin to count. Now, skipping down a couple of paragraphs, because he spends a few paragraphs talking about the details of how they would harvest this carbon and how they would toast the carbon, how they would be makir with the different procedures in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's skip down to the fourth paragraph in Mitzvah Shin Beis. The paragraph which begins, Misharashe HaMitzvah. After explaining the procedure of the mitzvah, once again, the Sefer Chinuch says, let's go inside. From the behavior, the procedure, the activities of the mitzvah, the chovas ha'ivar, what you do with your hands and feet, let's move to what you do with your hands and heart. What's this mitzvah all about? Why is there a need that the first grain is cut in the first night of Chol Moed Pesach and the first grain is to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash? What's that all about? And I should say that we're even more intrigued because of the parallels. We already said that Hafrashas Challah has a shear, a minimum amount of flour, of dough, in order to have the mitzvah, to activate the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. And that shear is the same as the amount of man that fell every day, an omer. That's also the amount of initial grain that's cut, that's brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an intriguing parallel. All three cases, it's an omer. That's 3 to 5 pounds, that's modern terminology for an omer of grain. So what's this all about? why is it that we bring an omer of barley in the Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach? And can this give us any clues into the hafrashas challah we do from the omer of dough in our own kitchens? So let's read. Misharashi HaMitzvah. What are some of the roots, some of the deeper ideas of this mitzvah? What's the power of the mitzvah? What can we think of? How can this mitzvah shape us? Sefer HaChinuch says, listen carefully. Kedesh nizbonei mitoch ha-maaseh ha-chesed ha-gadol she-oseh Hashem Baruch Hu im Briyosav. By doing this activity, by taking out the time to harvest the grain and bring it as the first carbon in Beis HaMikdash, it gets us thinking about the chesed ha-gadol, the incredible chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu does with all of us, all of his creatures, l'chadesh lem shana shana, t'vu l'michya. That spring comes every year. Every year, spring comes and things start growing again and there's food again. Something that we could easily take for granted. L'chein roi lanu shenakiv lo baruch hu mimena. That's why, if you want to appreciate that this is a gift and not just be complacent and take it for granted, well, we need to take a part of it and give it to him. We need to take a part of it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leman, so that nizkar chasto v'tuvo ha-gadol terem nehene mimenu, so that we can remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness before we enjoy. What the Sefer Chinuch is saying, that's why it's first. That's why, as we said before, the halacha requires in days of Beis HaMikdash, the first harvesting of grain anywhere in Eretz Yisrael of the new crop is for this carbon. You have to first say thank you. It's fascinating. Almost sounds like the way we midrabanan make a bracha before we eat. We know that saying a bracha after we eat is sometimes min haTorah. V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. I eat a full meal, I bench. That's a mitzvah daraisa. Bracha acharona. Bracha rishona, though, to say bracha before we eat, that's a mitzvah d'rabanan. But it sounds like, I think, that Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, but it's rooted in a daraisa. The concept, the obligation to say a bracha before we eat is d'rabanan. But the concept of saying a bracha before we eat, the concept of saying thank you before we enjoy, that's a concept min haTorah. And the Chinuch is saying it's rooted in Omer. That's what the carbon Omer is all about. And that's what we've been counting from throughout Sefiras Omer. We've been counting from this grand national bracha rishona. Thank you, Hashem. Before we begin to harvest ourselves, we first take and give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoch sheniye umitoch sheniye ruin lebracha behechsher maaseinu lifanav. And then he says something intriguing. What's the next step? If we can train ourselves to say thank you, if we train ourselves to be grateful and not take Kadosh Baruch Hu's gifts for granted, so then we're ru'uyin lebracha behechsher ma'aseinu lefanav. We become people who are eligible for bracha. We become people who are deserving, who are fit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing. Why? Behechsher ma'aseinu lefanav. Because we shaped ourselves. This is the idea that the Sefer HaChinuch talks about often. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachon ha-levavos. That the repeated behaviors, physical behaviors with our hands and feet, we act a certain way, it shapes our insides. The chitzonius, how we act, can shape how we, our pnimius, can shape what's going on inside, how we think, how we feel, how we look at things, our attitudes, our emotions. Our insides are shaped by our outsides. Our insides are shaped by repeated action. So he says, if we act grateful, hechsher ma'aseinu, if we act with gratitude, if we stop before we harvest our own, we wait until we first, as a nation, all harvest the carbon ha'omer and say thank you first and then take for ourselves second. Or as we said, midrabanan, we all personally have the chance to do that. We say bracha first and eat second. So that behavior, if we think about what we're doing, it can shape us inside. Acting with gratitude can make us grateful people. And that makes us ruin lebracha. If we've shaped, through our actions, shaped ourselves into the sort of people who are ro'i lebracha, who are ready for Hashem's blessings, then tisbarech tevo oseinu. V'yushlam chepet Hashem banu. Then we're setting ourselves up to have blessed crop, blessed income, and that brings to fruition what Hashem wants. What does Hashem want? Chaf et merov tuvo bebirkas b'yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in doing good for others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in being beneficent. He wants to give us good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to shower us with goodness. So when we make ourselves roi lebracha, it's remarkable. When we become grateful, when we act, do grateful acts, like saying brachos, like Karban HaOmer, and we'll come to Hafrashas Chal in a moment. When we act in a way that is grateful, that we're not just taking things for granted, that shapes us inside into more grateful people. When we become more grateful people, we become the sort of people who are more receptive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. When we become more receptive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, not only do we personally benefit, but we're furthering Ritzon Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in giving us goodness. By making ourselves grateful people who can receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessings, we are moving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans forward. Wow. Wow. Let's read one more line, and then let's bring it back to Hafrashas Chala. We already saw a lot in this Sefer HaChinuch. Wow. The idea of not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts for granted, especially those gifts that come around every year, all the time, on a regular basis, and to build that gratitude by saying thank you before we enjoy, with brachos every day, and with Karban HaOmer in the Beis HaMikdash. One more question that he has, which opens up a whole new world of ideas, which we'll have a chance to taste a little bit before we wrap up for today. Why is this Karban the second day of Pesach? Karban HaOmer, Sviras HaOmer, starts the second day. So many mitzvahs on the first day. So many mitzvahs on the first day of Pesach. Oh, the whole Seder. Matzah, Mar, Karban, Pesach, Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. How come Omer isn't also on the first day? Why is it the second day? And he says, Kadesh lo narev simcha b'simcha. We need to keep each simcha separately. We need to give each idea its own focus. Meaning, these are two different sets of ideas. What's happening in the Seder is not the same set of ideas as Karban HaOmer. Why? He says, Ki harisho nachon lezecher hanes hagadol. Because the first day of Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's meant to remember that great nes. Shehutzianu baruch hu me'avdus l'cheres miyagun l'sim HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What do you mean great nes? And what's the second day for? So he explains a little more later on. He talks about Sfiras HaOmer. The first day is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the great nes, meaning the nes nigla, the open, obvious miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the miracles that surrounded that. So that was the razzle-dazzle Yetzias Mitzrayim. From the second day and on, we focus on everyday life. Everyday life. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved, but in obvious ways, nisim nistarim, hidden miracles. That's now we're beginning to focus not on the Nes Nigla, Yetzias Mitzrayim, but on the Nes Nistar of the produce growing. And we're going to say thank you for that too. The first day, we notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the obvious ways. And starting the second day and throughout Sfiras HaOmer, we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an Omer way. Meaning noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that the produce grows, like the Karban HaOmer reminds us. Or noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that we managed to have food on the table and can bake bread. And let's close by taking this idea back to Hafrashas Chala. And an idea that Rabbi, a good friend of mine, Rabbi Zevi Reichman, who's Rav in Englewood, shared with me around 20 years ago. You remember we said that there's a parallel here. The Omer, that amount, the Omer that's for used for the Karban HaOmer, which again, Sefer HaChinuch tells us, opens our eyes to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the natural cycles of things, of the seasons, and agriculture, and biology. And the Omer appears as well in Hafrashas Chala, and the Man. And that's intriguing. As we began, the Torah says, asked, when you have dough that parallels the dough of the Midbar, the Man, that's when you are Mafresh Chala. Now, the idea, perhaps, runs as follows, when the man was falling, it was very obvious that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of us. Everyone realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of every need. It was a nes nigla. It was an obvious miracle, like Yetzias Mitzrayim. You opened up your door in the morning, and there was man falling from the sky. It was obvious that Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved in our lives. Torah says, when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to eat not lechem in hashamayim, but lechem in haaretz. You're going to eat bread from the ground, not bread from the sky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved, but it's not as obvious. It's easier to ignore. It's easier to miss the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives. So the first day of Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the Midbar they had man, and those were open miracles. But then we want to notice that there can be an omer, not only of man, but an omer in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in natural ways also. That the same, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us when the grain grows. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for us every day with the man when we were in the 40 years in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has been providing for us ever since during the 1,000 years of living more naturally. It's less obvious, but just as true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides our lives. And we have these mitzvahs to think about that. Before I bake my bread, I take off a bit, the rachis, the first piece, to remember, yes, I worked very hard, but ultimately this worked because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true in the farm, and it's true in the kitchen, and it's true in every part of our lives. We have these mitzvahs of Omer, the Omer shear of 3 to 5 pounds of flour for our freshest challah, the Omer carbon we bring from the first grain, which we hold on to still with Sviras HaOmer, that's the avoda of these weeks throughout the year with brachos and with Afarshas Challah, and particularly during the weeks that we count from the Hakrovas HaOmer, we got from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah because we began to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a part of our lives. And that's the prerequisite for being able to accept his sovereignty and accept his Torah. I wish you all a remarkably productive day and week.